is on the line. Hi, Chris. You're on the air.
Hi, Tom. I'm a Lofty, or whatever the appropriate term is.
You're a fan.
I played the alternate reality game.
Describe that for us. What's the alternative reality game, Chris?
Over this past summer, I think that's when it was. It was a game, if you will, on the web where a lot of secrets were actually revealed. And my question actually revolves around those secrets. Those of us who experienced the alternate reality game, those of us who participated, know what the numbers mean, those enigmatic numbers.
Lots of series of numbers here, yeah.
That's right. We know who Alvar Hanzo is. We know where he is. There are lots of secrets. And what I expected was that early on in Season 3, those secrets were now then going to be revealed to the television audience. But that hasn't happened. And I follow the show, and I want it to be successful, more successful than it is. We know it's a big hit, but the ratings have fallen.
Mm-hmm.
And so my question is, was that, in hindsight, a mistake? Was doing these reveals on the web but then not following them up quickly through the show a mistake?
Damon Carlton.
There are sort of two parts to that question I want to address. First, the issue of the falling ratings. I mean, I think that that's become the story, and it's become a thing that journalists have latched onto. But the truth is,
12 million plus now from that 20.
Well, there was a huge, I think, spike at the beginning of year two, and when we went into the hatch and the show was, we had just won the Emmy and we were in the popular zeitgeist, and legitimately there was a decline from there. But the ongoing decline is actually significantly less than what's measured by Nielsen, and because I think Lost is groundbreaking in many ways. One of the ways it's groundbreaking is that people are watching television in different measures. We have actually been shown numbers by ABC, which are called the Live Plus 7 numbers, which basically is the total Nielsen audience plus the number of people that are TiVoing the show and watching it within the next 7 days.
So Nielsen's getting it for that 12, but you're saying there are a lot more TiVo and...
TiVo
and downloads.
Downloads and streaming. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are literally several million people who watch the show on ABC.com every week and stream it onto their computers. And so when you aggregate that audience, in fact, the erosion is, you know, is I think around 10% or 9% or something like that. It's a lot less.
But much stronger. And you might even be arguing they're kind of the audience of the future, the audience that gets it all kinds of ways.
Absolutely.
Sure. And to answer the second part of the question, you know, the internet experience was something that we cooked up for exactly the hardcore fans, the Losties who kind of wanted those mythological answers. And because we knew that we probably wouldn't find a generic, you know, an acceptable way to do it on the show. Because the reality is that Jack and Kate and Claire and Charlie don't care about the numbers.
Or who Alvar Hanzo is.
Or who Alvar Hanzo is.
That is, your characters don't care about the numbers.
Right. And if they don't
your
care about it,
do,
they're...
Though.
Yeah, they're not pursuing those answers. But the audience does care, and the audience does deserve to have those answers. So we tried to find a format to present those answers to the audience who cared. But a large portion of our audience, say my mother in New Jersey, doesn't even know who Alvar Hanzo is. He is a name that is mentioned once in an orientation film in a hatch to her. So.
But you end up with two tracks there or more, depending on the degree of commitment here? And does that complicate, you know, writing hurt on the story?
Well, you know, it's intentional, and I think it's basically a way, again, in an evolving media, you know, climate to take advantage of new platforms. And so for us, the internet was a way, this alternate reality game was a way to give the hardcore fans more mythological answers, as Damon said, answers that we weren't going to tell on the show. Because if you look at it, I mean, if Kate says to Jack, here's all a bunch of stuff I found out about Alvar Hanzo and the, you know, his company and his foundation, it doesn't really impact those characters' lives. It doesn't have any effect on how those characters are going to interact with each other. So we thought, well, in most shows or in the most traditional shows, that material all sort of stays under the waterline. But here, because we have the internet and we have all these new platforms, we knew that mythology. So we thought, well, here's a way for us to put it out there for the fans like Chris who wanted to know it.
You've got room for the biggest appendix in history right there. Let's take a call from